It's Monday, June 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Apple's managed service may be closer than you think. And suppression, recession, and the economy. Some insights to know. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, I covered Samsung's announcement of Samsung Access, a bundling of the Galaxy S20, premium support, and Microsoft 365 Personal. 9to5 Mac has reported on code changes in iOS 13.5.5, which include references to a bundle offer and bundle subscription that was not there previously. The codes are related to the management system of Apple's own services subscription. The article further notes that Apple has recently inked new deals for Apple Music, which do not include an agreement to pair Apple Music with other services. Meanwhile, Bloomberg is reporting Apple is now preparing to allow the purchase of its products via monthly installments on the Apple Card credit card. Why do we care? From last week, this is what I said. Quote, my prediction is that this is not the last. I'm actually surprised Apple hasn't released their Apple Bundle, which includes all things Apple in a single fee. End quote. These two offerings are managed services for customers, and it's coming from a bottom-up, consumer perspective versus starting with the business. Samsung customers can get support, hardware, and software now in a single bundle. Apple is moving this way. It doesn't have to include Apple Music to be powerful. Equipment, Apple Care, and several other services, perhaps including Apple TV Plus, even without music, is a pretty solid bundle. And with their Apple Card, they already have the financing sorted. Solution providers need to be thinking about their response. I'm going to pair two things today. First, some coverage from The Atlantic. In an opinion piece, staff writer Derek Thompson examines the unemployment numbers for May, which fell from 14.7% to 13.3%. And this article does note this is still an unacceptable number. In the article, Justin Wolfers, economist at University of Michigan, notes both suppression and recession going on in the economy. Suppression being the shutdown of businesses by governments and other institutions, and recession being stores going out of business, businesses filing for bankruptcy, jobs that do not return, and industries impacted ongoing. If the recovery were V-shaped, it indicates the down is almost all suppression. And Wolfers noted that recessions are swoosh-shaped. Secondly, quoting from Arlen Sorensen's newsletter, Arlen noted that many in IT look well-positioned, but he further warns it cannot last. Some data from his newsletter. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates the true unemployment rate for May would be 16.4% had furloughed workers been included as they should have. While this adjusted rate is higher than April's official rate, the BLS says a similar misclassification happened in that month as well, and the adjusted rate for April would be 19.2%, so things are worse than reported. A number of vertical markets are still far from pre-pandemic status and will be for months or years to come. PPP employment protection ends, so some of those workers will be let go post-PPP, since some businesses are carrying extra staff to maintain forgiveness levels. The best months ever scenarios for essential businesses of the last few months will return to a much more realistic level, and civil unrest has taken away focus from economic impact and the eye off the ball for some business owners. Arlen's two quotes, quote, I began warning about 2020 over a year ago and didn't have any idea of the coming issues with health, the economy, or unrest. And, quote, keep your guard up, conserve cash, and manage your business and personal life with intention, end quote. Why do we care? I'm also in the very cautious camp and have been since this started. From a business perspective, I am anticipating further significantly choppy waters and am continuing to warn to plan for this year to be difficult. Things do not move as fast as anyone believes, and the ripples and damage from both recession and suppression are not fully known and should be taken with caution. Be hopeful, yet plan for the worst, and continue difficult. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with a sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all their free educational resources. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.